Hello, I'm Dr. Lucille Marchand, and I'm board certified in family medicine, palliative medicine, integrative, holistic medicine. And I'm professor in the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. I'm also the clinical director of integrative oncology services at the University of Wisconsin Carbone Comprehensive Cancer Center and medical director of palliative care at St. Mary's Hospital and Medical Center in Madison. I'll be talking about integrative ways of preventing and treating breast cancer. Cancer is marked by the uncontrolled growth of abnormal cells in the body caused by an interplay of genetic and environmental factors, including genetic vulnerability, food choices, lifestyle, and estrogen exposures. Breast cancer occurs in about 1 out of 8 women and the most common cancer in women. It occurs in about 1% of men as well. 70% of breast cancers are hormone receptor positive, and genetic mutations such as BRCA1 and 2 mutations increase breast cancer development with a 60 to 80% lifetime risk. Integrative medicine encourages an empowered approach to care which emphasizes lifestyle choices which help prevent breast cancer, slow its growth when it occurs, and prevent recurrence. It combines conventional and complementary and alternative approaches to care that addresses physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of each person. Evidence-based therapies are used when available. The healing intention of all therapies is emphasized. Cancer can serve as an opportunity for growth and greater health. CAM therapies, which interfere with conventional therapies, are avoided during that portion of treatment. Each person has a unique path to healing. CAM therapies can also reduce cancer treatment side effects. Risk factors that increase risk of breast cancer include alcohol consumption of greater than 1 drink per day, an increased lifetime exposure to estrogens, both exogenous and endogenous estrogens, obesity, increasing age, high fat, low fiber, processed food diet, and low intake of fruits and vegetables, exposure to radiation, paternal or maternal family history of breast cancer, BRCA1 or 2 or P53 mutations, and night shift work due to the disruption of the circadian rhythm. Factors which decrease risk are regular exercise, prolonged breastfeeding, and a higher ratio of weak to strong estrogen metabolites in the body, and these can be measured with urine testing. Weak estrogens are the 2-hydroxyestrones, and strong estrogens are the 16-hydroxyestrone metabolites that tend to stimulate estrogen receptors more strongly. We'll now discuss integrative non-pharmacologic therapies in the prevention and treatment of breast cancer. Diets high in fruits and vegetables, fish, fresh foods, low in animal fat, high in olive oil, such as the Mediterranean diet, reduce the risk of breast cancer and many other cancers, whereas the Western diet, high in fats and low in fruits and vegetables, can increase risk. The Mediterranean diet favors weak estrogenic metabolites, which stimulate vulnerable breast tissue less than stronger estrogen metabolites, which can lead to breast cancer development. Polyunsaturated fatty acids include omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. In large quantities, and especially if hydrogenated for extended shelf life, oils such as sunflower, safflower, soy, sesame, and corn oils can be pro-inflammatory in the body. Omega-3 fatty acids, including EPA and DHA, are anti-inflammatory and include fish oil, flaxseed oil, and the oil in walnuts. Omega-3 fatty acids are present in fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, and mackerel, and also present in walnuts, green leafy vegetables, and flaxseed meal. The vitamins and lifestyle study called the VITAL, V-I-T-A-L study, demonstrated that fish oil reduced the risk of ductal, however, did not reduce lobular breast cancers. In another study, fish omega-3 intake was found to reduce risk of breast cancer in pre- and postmenopausal women, with the greatest reduction in postmenopausal women. The dosing is high-potency fish oil, about 1,000 milligrams of combined DHA and EPA daily, and less than 3 grams of total fish oil. Flaxseed oil can be substituted on a vegan diet. Contraindications to using fish oil include any bleeding or a platelet count less than 20,000. Fish oil should be stopped 1 week prior to surgery or any invasive procedure. Oleic acid, which is an omega-9 fatty acid found in olive oil, as well as avocados, hazelnuts, and cashew nuts, can help suppress HER2 new tumor cell growth. Green tea is a polyphenol and natural aromatase inhibitor. Green tea ingestion of 3 cups or more per day in 2 studies reduced the risk of breast cancer. I recommend 3 or more cups a day. Soy has been controversial in the past in estrogen-positive tumors because it is a phytoestrogen or plant estrogen with weak estrogen receptor binding properties. In rat models, isolated soy isoflavones stimulated estrogen-positive tumors, but soy foods have opposite protective effects. The large Shanghai breast cancer survival study showed that soy food intake was associated with increased survival and less recurrence of tumors in estrogen-positive and negative women and in users and non-users of tamoxifen. This finding has been replicated in other studies. 1 to 2 servings of soy foods are recommended daily unless a person is sensitive to soy. Flax, as flaxseed meal or oil, is a rich source of phytoestrogens containing alpha-linoleic acid. As an omega-3 fatty acid-containing food, it inhibits aromatase activity, binds weakly to estrogen receptors, and increases the weaker estrogen metabolites. It reduces the risk of breast cancer and decreases breast cancer cell growth. Use 1 to 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed meal a day, and it may be added to food. Diets high in antioxidants contained in fruits and vegetables can lower risk of breast cancer. Carotenoids in fruits and vegetables reduce the risk of invasive breast cancer in premenopausal women. Antioxidants in foods are safer than high-dose supplement forms given synergistic effects and better absorption. Scant evidence exists for antioxidant supplements during cancer treatment, and there are potential risks of them interfering with treatment. I recommend 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Whey protein powder is high in glutamine, and it helps prevent mouth sores, otherwise called stomatitis, in patients receiving chemotherapy, and may be useful in preventing the peripheral neuropathy of certain chemotherapy agents such as taxanes. 20 to 30 grams of whey protein powder twice daily in smoothies will provide enough glutamine to prevent these complications of chemotherapy. If there exists sensitivity or allergy to whey, glutamine can be taken as a supplement 3 to 5 grams 1 to 3 times daily. Cruciferous vegetables include kale, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage. Indole-3-carbinol contained in these vegetables help decrease cancer cell proliferation, increase apoptosis, and increases the ratio of weak to strong estrogens favorably. Breast cancer risk can be reduced by 20 to 40% with 1 to 2 servings of cruciferous vegetables daily. Indole-3-carbinol as a supplement can interfere with tamoxifen and is safer to eat in vegetable form than in supplement form. I recommend 1 to 2 servings per day. In the prevention of cancer, exercise can help control weight, improve immunity, and mood control. In cancer treatment, it can benefit mood, energy levels, immunity, overall health, survival, prevention of recurrence, and quality of life. Exercise can also improve balance with decrease in falls and improves vasomotor instability in menopause. Exercise more than 3 hours a week lowered breast cancer mortality in 1 study. It also improves fitness during conventional cancer therapies. Movement therapies such as yoga, qigong, tai chi, and Feldenkrais benefit the body and can help emotional and spiritual healing. Let's talk about supplements in preventing and treating cancer. Vitamin D deficiency is common in northern latitudes and can result in osteoporosis, weakness, low back pain, and sternal pain. Individuals at risk include those 65 years or older, those with little unprotected sun exposure, darker skin color, and medication use with glucocorticoids or anticonvulsants. Strong evidence exists that adequate vitamin D levels can reduce breast cancer risk, especially those with higher levels. Food sources, except oily fish, contain inadequate amounts of vitamin D, and taking a daily supplement is advised unless a person is getting adequate sun exposure at southern latitudes or in the summer. I recommend vitamin D3, 1,000 to 2,000 units daily. Botanicals can be helpful in the treatment of cancer, but must be used carefully during chemotherapy, since many botanicals can interfere with the metabolism of the chemotherapy agent by increasing or decreasing its metabolism in the body. Certain botanicals interfere with the metabolism of taxanes, platinum-based drugs, cyclophosphamide, doxorubicin, etoposide, and irinotecan. Generally, botanicals do not interfere with radiotherapy. For a more in-depth review of integrative breast cancer care, please see my chapter in Integrative Medicine, 3rd edition, edited by Dr. David Rakel. Love, gratitude, and forgiveness in life help patients find meaning, purpose, and well-being. A relaxation program helps to teach methods to decrease stress and anxiety, savor life, and make the immune system more effective in suppressing cancer and decreasing risk of cancer. Psychotherapy can help patients feel more empowered in coping with cancer, often leading to better decision-making. Spiritual counseling is also significant. Acupuncture, healing touch, massage, music therapy, aromatherapy, and many other healing therapies encourage the energy system to work more effectively and reduce the side effects of conventional cancer care. They also assist in optimal well-being. Guided imagery, breath work, hypnosis, and biofeedback also control physical and emotional symptoms, while the creativity found in writing, journaling, artwork helps patients access inner wisdom and facilitate healing. Each person has a unique healing path to wellness. Despite even advanced disease, wellness can be achieved through healthy lifestyle and appropriate conventional and alternative therapies.